USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learn California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom issuing a statewide order for some 40 million citizens to stay home because of the coronavirus pandemic. The goal in California to control the spread as the virus threatens to overwhelm the state's medical system. In Arizona, Republican Governor Doug Ducey calling up the National Guard to help grocery stores and food banks get food to people. Elective surgeries being canceled at area hospitals. To the White House, where President Trump talks about the possibility a malaria drug may help treat coronavirus.
We'll be able to reduce the severity or duration of the symptoms, make people better. Essentially, we're looking at things to make people better, or at the very earliest stages, they wouldn't even know they had it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
We're getting in data every day.
Continuing now with our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, speaking at the White House briefing with President Trump. She's also a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer, and says she's in the process of putting together the very latest numbers from all countries dealing with the virus.
Data from every country around the world. We're watching the epidemic continues to expand in Italy and in Germany and France and Switzerland and throughout the European countries. But we're getting to see real hope from South Korea and China, where it looks like they've moved through the worst of their epidemic. And so we're looking to, and that's why the president, I think, was so aggressive with the guidance to the American people, because it's modeled after very much what China, South Korea, and the model show could have an impact.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump asked at the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House about the Summer Olympics scheduled for July in Japan. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
President Trump says postponing the Tokyo Summer Olympics is under discussion.
We did discuss it. As you know, Prime Minister Abe was on the call. And that's a big decision for him, and we don't know what his decision is.
In a White House briefing, the president also says that Japan is in a very tough situation.
We'd live with his decision. It's a tough situation. They've done an incredible job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The nation's most popular news channel expanding its reach during the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Fox Corporation's taken the unprecedented step of offering Americans unlimited access to the crown jewel of its media empire, its cable outlet Fox News Channel, throughout the coronavirus pandemic. Fox News is now becoming available to stream without paying for cable, according to a company statement late Wednesday, describing it as a partnership with Fox's pay TV providers. Fox News will be available for free on FoxNews.com, the Fox News app, Fox.com, and the Fox Now app. Fox's 29 owned and operated stations will also be available for free on Fox.com and the Fox Now app. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.